can do service beyond your faith. If you are calling us beyond your faith, we need to totally surrender to God. We need to totally humble and surrender to God. Worship God from the depth of your heart. Let your heart, call your heart back to this place. Because God wants to do something in your land. He doesn't want to pass you by. Upon your spirit, upon your soul, upon your body, let the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus away from me. Let the blood of Jesus atone for my sins. I do the blood of Jesus. I release myself from every unfortunate, from every sin. I repent, O God, have mercy upon me. Come to God, come to God. Communicate with your God, Father, I release myself fully unto you. I come before you, I offer myself before you. This is not just online service, this is not just a religious organization. This is a life-changing program. This is a life-transforming. God wants to touch your destiny. So humble yourself, say, God, I come humbly before you. Please have your way in my life today. I release myself from unforgiveness, from every sin, from every unrighteousness, from every pride of heart, arrogance of heart, ultimately I release myself. I hope myself. I repent from every sin. Have mercy. Let the blood of Jesus wash me in my sins. Let the blood of Jesus atone for my sins. The Lord. Let the blood of Jesus open the door unto the throne of grace. Let the blood of Jesus open the door for me to the throne of mercy. Let the blood of Jesus atone for me. Let the blood of Jesus avail for me. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. Upon this strength, upon this empowerment, I plead the blood of Jesus. The blood.
In Jesus' name, we worship. Lord, please accept our worship.
Amen.
Do not pass any of us by today.
Amen.
Let your mercy locate every one of us.
Amen.
Glorify you.
Amen.
Bless us in big of God. Transform our lives.
Amen.
Let today be a memorable day in our lives.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Brian. Praise the Lord. We try to move fast, but we might have a time in which today, so that this is the last day of the program. So we try to minimize the time we spend by the grace of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. The theme for this weekend Shiloh program is complete restoration. Complete restoration. My honest prayer is that you will experience complete restoration by the end of today's program. In the name of Jesus. One way or the other, the power of God will move swiftly in every area of your life and grant you complete restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. In verse 2 and 3 of Deuteronomy chapter 30 that we read, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 2 and 3, this is NIV version. And when you and your children return to the Lord your God and obey him with all your heart and with all your soul, according to everything I command you today, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you. So the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you. Can you say to yourself, the Lord my God will restore my fortunes and have compassion on me? Say to your neighbor, the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. Then read with me verse 9. It says, then the Lord my God, say with me, the Lord my God will make me most prosperous in all the works of my hands and in the fruit of my womb, the young of my livestock and the crop of my land. The Lord will again delight in me and make me prosperous, just as he delighted in my fathers. In the name of Jesus. It shall be so as you experience restoration today in Jesus' name. When we are talking about complete restoration, it's a statement of two words, complete and restoration. Complete means having all necessary or appropriate parts. All necessary or appropriate parts. Like when you say this is a complete list of courses offered by the university. In other words, that document contains all the courses without exception that the university offers. All the necessary courses that the university offers is contained in that document or brochure. So complete means it covers every area. So it's total. It's total. Your restoration will be total today. It is absolute. It is absolute. It is perfect. Hallelujah. This is 2017. Ending with 7 signify completion, signify perfection. I pray that God will arise and all the messy areas for your restoration, the Lord will arise and grant you restoration in Jesus' name. Your restoration shall be total. It shall be absolute. It shall be perfected today in the name of Jesus. Restoration means the action of returning something back to a former owner or place or original condition. Returning something back to a former owner, place, or original condition. Most of us, we are not operating in the level that God ordained for us. Since the fall of man, man has lost a lot of grants. But in Christ Jesus, those things are restored. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So the power for complete restoration will come upon you today, and God will return you to your original purpose and destiny. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. The work of restoration involves the works of fixing things together, repairing. God might have to repair some damaged parts in your life, damaged parts in your system, damaged parts in your business, damaged parts in your career, damaged parts in your marriage, damaged parts in your destiny. Maybe something has transpired in your foundation with your destiny. The work of restoration involves God repairing, correcting whatever is wrong with the foundation of your destiny. And God, by His mighty Holy Spirit, will move into those areas of our life that need repairing, that need reconstruction, that need rebuilding. He will walk upon them and bring us to full restoration in Jesus' name. Otherwise, God might have to overhaul some things. Overhauling. Restoration involves the work of overhauling. Whatever needs to be overhauled so that you can be brand new again, the Lord will arise and do it in our life in Jesus' name. So when we are talking about complete restoration, then we imply restoration affecting all areas of your life with nothing left out. It affects all areas of your life without any exception. Maybe is it business? Maybe is it your finances that have been affected before? You have suffered financial loss before? It is in the area of job. You are not where you're supposed to be placed. You are not in the position where you're supposed to be. Is it in the area of your studies or career? You are not in the level you're supposed to be in life. Or it might be the area of your home. In the area of your home, you look at your home, you know that there is a lot of disrepair, there need to be repair and restoration of marriage, of family, or is it the fact that maybe someone has taken your wife or your husband away, or is it in the area of your children, or is it in the area of your health? Your health is not what God expected it to be, or is it in the area of your possession? You have lost something that is supposed not to lose. The Lord of restoration will arise today and bring about full restoration in your life in Jesus' name. Is it in the area of your spiritual life? When you look at yourself, you know that you are not operating your full potential in the level that God wants you to operate in your walk with your mighty God. You know you are not praying the way God expects to be praying. You are not fellowshipping with God. You discover dryness in your fellowship with God. You discover that you are not enjoying your relationship with God. Or you are not really serving God the way you're supposed to serve God because of one thing or the other that is taking your time and attention or distracting you. I pray the God of restoration will arise today and restore you to the rightful relationship you have with the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus. You shall fulfill your destiny in the name of Jesus. Let's quickly look at a few examples before we go to pray. The case of the children of Israel. They were in the house of bondage for many centuries, not even many years, for over 400 years, until they are tired of their position, and they cry to God. And the Bible says that God has respect to their cry. And God started the process of restoration in their life. He sent a deliverer and started the process of restoration in their life. Today, as you cry unto God, God will hear your cry. He will have respect unto you. God will have respect unto you in the name of Jesus. Also, the widow of Nain. The widow of Nain experienced restoration in Luke chapter 7. Verse 11 to 15, it seems that all hope has been lost. In Luke chapter 7, 11 to 15, until the God of restoration came to the scene. And he had compassion. The Bible says he had compassion on him, on her. The God of restoration saw in that crowd, following the woman. They were weeping, they are crying, because he seen that all hope has been lost for her. She has lost her only son. But when the God of restoration appeared in the scene, he said, he was moved. He had compassion on her. And he told her, weep no more. Hallelujah. Amen. God will have compassion on someone here today.
Amen.
God will speak unto you and say, weep no more.
Amen.
I am here for you. Weep no more. I am here to restore you. I am here to restore your destiny. I am here to restore whatever is wrong in your life. I am here to fix that problem. I am here to repair that situation in the name of Jesus. And this is the period. This is the period that the Bible says that God normally has compassion on his people. In Joel chapter 2, verse 18 and 19, says, when you fast, when you pray, when you chasten yourself before God, he said, God will be jealous for his people. God will be jealous for his people and have compassion, have mercy upon his people. When you are fasting, God, he said, God will be jealous for his people and have compassion. In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 9, the Bible says that when you call upon him in this kind of period, he said, he will answer. He said, when you are crying, he will say, here I am. Hallelujah. God will pay attention to you today as you cry unto him, unto him in Jesus' name. God of restoration moved and restored back to life the son of the widow of Nain. Also, Paul and Silas were in prison because of their work for God. They were being persecuted and they were in prison. But they prayed to God. They cried to God, they prayed to God, and as they were worshiping, the Bible said there was an earthquake and they were set free. The God of restoration moved on their behalf, set them free, and restored them back to freedom. Hallelujah. As we are worshiping here, God has started the process of restoration.
Amen.
Heaven is open to restore you back.
Amen.
God has started the process of fixing what needs to be fixed in our life.
Amen.
God has started the process of reconstruction, rebuilding our life, remodeling our life, redecoration. We are going to be redecorated. Hallelujah. God will redecorate your life again and you will appear in glory. I say God will redecorate your life again and you will appear in glory.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's in Acts chapter 16, 25 to 26. Paul and Silas were set free. They regained their freedom. They were restored back to freedom. But the best example of restoration I saw in the scripture is the case of Job. Job experienced complete restoration. Complete restoration. It was amazing. Because when you look at the story of Job, you find that Job suffered many losses in different areas, which human beings experience. He suffered losses of children. You will not lose your children in Jesus' name. He suffered losses of servants, efforts of his destiny. He suffered losses. They departed from him. He suffered losses of relations. Number three, he suffered losses of relations. They departed from him. When he became sick, he began to smell, and even his children, they ran away from him. He suffered losses of possessions. All his possessions, in one day, the enemy destroyed them. He suffered losses of business. No more business for him. The enemy attacked the business. Maybe the enemy attacked your business. The God of Job is still alive. He's still the same. Hallelujah. He will move as he moved on behalf of you. He will move in your life and restore your business.
Amen.
He suffered losses of friends. Friends departed from him. They ran away from him. He suffered losses of health. He suffered losses. His health depreciated so much that he was in pain. He was in serious agony. And he suffered losses of dignity. He experienced so many things. He suffered losses of dignity. He was not the same Job that people know as the honorable, as the richest in his time, as the biggest of his time. He lost all these things. He suffered losses of dignity. Nobody had regard to him again. He lost his honor. He became a reproach. Hallelujah. Maybe you can identify with any of these areas. The good news is that God moved. God of resurrection moved and grant Job complete restoration. Hallelujah. God will move swiftly on your behalf and grant you complete restoration. In the mighty name of Jesus. Job said one important statement that you need to keep also in Job chapter 14. As his friends and others were discussing his condition, Job said in chapter 14, verse 1, he said, "Man is who is born of woman is of a few days and full of troubles." Have you experienced a few troubles in your life? Is there anyone that have not experienced one trouble or the other in his life before? One sickness, one pain or the other? He said, "Man that is born of a woman is full of." It is still, it's a few days and full of troubles. And then look at verse 7. He has this amazing conviction. He said, "For there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, that it will sprout again. And that its tender shoot will not cease." He said, "Though its root may grow old in the earth, and its stump may die in the ground," he said, "yet at the scent of water, it will bud and bring forth branches like a plant." Hallelujah. Say, you know this thing, there is a hope for a tree. Hallelujah. There is still hope for me. What about you? You just need a touch of God, a touch of His Spirit, and then things will tide will turn around to your favor. Things will be restored back to the original condition. Let someone say, "There is hope for me. The God of Job is my God." As He moved in the life of Job, He will move in my life today and grant me complete restoration. In the name of Jesus. It shall be so as you have confessed in the name of Jesus. Now look at chapter 42 of the same Job. Chapter 42, verse 10, the Bible tells us, "And the Lord restored Job's losses." The Lord restored those losses when he prayed for his friends. And indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. So indeed, of his surety, the Lord gave Job double what he has lost. Hallelujah. As God gave Job testimony in this passage, God also will give you testimony of restoration. If God granted Job complete restoration of children, of friends, of relations, all of them were restored. And he gave Job double what he has lost materially. Hallelujah. Let someone say, "God will give me double for what I've lost financially, for what I've lost materially, in the mighty name of Jesus." It shall be so in the mighty name of Jesus. We discover that Job experienced restoration when he surrendered fully to God. He surrendered fully to God. Time will not permit us to look at the earlier passages of Job chapter 42. Job said, "I have all myself in those and that." When he said, "I've now hear you, God, have not understood you. When God began to explain some mysteries unto Job, he said, Lord, I have now understood you. I surrender unto you. So Job, when Job surrendered fully to God, that I'm not claiming my own righteousness. I surrender all to you, Lord. I have your way in my life. So your part today is to surrender all to God today. To return back to God. As we have read in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 2, he said, when you return back, you don't restore your fortune. So God puts genuine repentance, return unto him. In Deuteronomy 2:30, he said, rend your hearts, not your garment. Genuine surrender to God. Let God walk upon your hearts. Let God uproot the old heart, the Adamic nature. Let him uproot it and give you a new heart. Let God create in you a new heart and restore a right spirit within you. Hallelujah. Let someone say, Lord, today, create in me a new heart. And restore a right spirit within me. Create in me a new heart, O Lord. And restore a right spirit within me. You need that. God to create in you a new heart and restore. That you genuinely surrender unto God. God requires obedience in all things. As we have heard in Deuteronomy chapter 30. We need to become humble again, like little children, and be obedient to God's instruction. God asks you to turn right, you turn right, turn left, do this, you do it, like little children. That's what God wants you to be humble before him and totally obedient unto him, so that he can grant you complete restoration. God wants you to worship and serve him wholeheartedly. Like in that dream, chapter 30, saying you wholeheartedly obey the Lord your God, then God will restore your fortunes. Hallelujah. And then, like others cry unto God, you do cry unto God today. When you cry to God, you will experience God's mercy. And you experience God's restoration. I pray you experience God's mercy as you cry unto him. He said, when you cry, this period I will answer. This is a climax of the 40 days of fasting and prayers. And God always reserves the best for the last. So take it not as business as usual. Take this session seriously. And by the time you finish prayer, you will never remain the same again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's stand to our feet to pray. You need to fully surrender to God and say, so if you have not given your life to Jesus or you are not sure of your salvation, you invite Jesus to come into your life to be your Lord and Savior. You rededicate your life to Christ also. Call to God and say, Father, please I surrender my life to you. I surrender my heart to you. Walk upon my heart. Pour my heart completely of every dullness in the spirit. Pour my heart completely of every lukewarmness, of every coldness to the things of God. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me in the name of Jesus. Cry to God. David said in Psalm 51 verse 10, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit. Pour my heart this morning of every sin, of every unrighteousness, of every unforgiveness, of every anger, of every wrath, of every malice, of every pride, of every haughtiness of the spirit. Pour my heart of every form of disobedience. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in you. In the name of Jesus. Let's talk to God. Father, I return to you. I return fully back to you. I will love you and obey you and serve you wholeheartedly from now on. Please help me by the power of your spirit. Please help me today by the power of your spirit. Help me today. I return fully back unto you. I will love you, God. Confess before you, I will love you, I will obey you. I will serve you that way. From now on, please help me by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. The atoning blood of Jesus. The blood of mercy upon my life now. Let the blood of Jesus begin to speak on my behalf. Begin to speak mercy and forgiveness on my behalf. In the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus atone for my sins. Begin to speak mercy on my behalf. Begin to speak mercy and forgiveness. Let the blood have been for me. Let the blood open the doorway to the throne of grace. Let the blood open the doorway to the throne of grace. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Be mentioned in the name of Jesus as you pray. And say with me and say, Father, I ask and I welcome the mighty Holy Spirit into my life. The Spirit of power, the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of restoration. Come now, O Lord. Come into my life now. In the name of Jesus. Come into my life now. Come into my life now. I welcome you in my life. The Spirit of power, the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of restoration. Psalm 104 verse 30 says, He sent forth His Spirit and they are created. He sent forth His Spirit and they are created. And He renews the face of the earth. He brought restoration to the earth. When the Holy Spirit moves, He brings restoration. I welcome the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of restoration. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, come. You are welcome. You are welcome this hour in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Let's take this song for the touch of the Holy Spirit, touch of power. Lay your hands on me with your mighty power. Lay your hands on me with your mighty power. Let all my problems vanish away. Lay your hands on me with your mighty power. Lay your hands on me, Holy Ghost.
With your mighty power.
Holy Ghost.
Lay your hands on me
with your mighty power. Away by fire in the name of Jesus. Let that bondage banished by fire in the name of Jesus. Let that oppression vanish by fire. Let it vanish in the name of Jesus. Lay hands, O Lord, upon your people. Your hand of power, your hand of fire, in the name of Jesus. Lay your hands on your people. Go ahead and pray. Father, point my life completely by fire. Point my life completely by fire. Of every problem, of every weakness, of every weakness, Holy Ghost, arise. Point my life completely. In the name of Jesus. Point my life completely. In the name of Jesus. Point my life completely. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. The Lord asked Prophet Ezekiel, he said, prophesy to the valley of dry bones. And in obedience to God, the command of God, he prophesied. And the Bible says, a noise. There was a noise. There was shaking. There was coming together. And there was a lying paper on the dry bones. Dry bones became living armies. Today I prophesy your dry bones will become living armies. Your dry bones will become living armies. In the name of Jesus. So you want to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I am ready for complete restoration. Let the wind of the Holy Spirit begin to blow over my life. Let the wind of your spirit, the wind of restoration, begin to blow over my life, over my spirit, over my soul, over my body, over my destiny, over my marriage, over my business, over my career. Father, I'm ready for complete restoration. Let the wind blow. Let the wind blow. Let the wind blow. In the name of Jesus, let the wind of restoration blow. Let it blow over my life. Let it blow over my ministry. Let it blow over my business. Let it blow over my career. Let it blow over my marriage. Let it blow over my home. Let it blow over my finances. Let it blow. Let the wind blow. Let it blow. Let the mighty rushing wind of Holy Spirit blow into my life. Blow into my destiny. Let the mighty Holy Spirit blow. Let it begin to create new things. Let it begin to do the work of repairing. Let the mighty Holy Spirit begin to do the work of reconstruction. Let the mighty Holy Spirit begin to do the work of rebuilding, remodeling, redecoration in my life. Holy Ghost wind, blow. Blow. Let it begin to blow over my life. Let it begin to uproot every form of fear, every form of unbelief, every form of doubt, every form of intimidation. Let the wind blow. Let it take away every fear. Let every fear in my life disappear. Every doubt, every belief, let them disappear. Let them give way to power. Let them give way to faith. Let them give way to courage. Let them give way to power. Let them give way to restoration. Let the wind blow. Yes. Let the wind of the Holy Spirit blow over my spirit, over my soul, over my body. Let the wind begin a work of repair, a work of restoration, a work of rebuilding, a work of reconstruction, a work of remodeling, a work of redecoration in my life. Let the wind blow over my home. Let it begin a work of rebuilding, a work of remodeling, a work of redecoration of my life, of my destiny. Let the wind blow. Let the wind blow. Let the wind blow. Let the wind go to the dry bone of my life. Let them begin to live. Let them begin to live. Let them begin to live. Let them begin to be restored. The God of Job is my God. The God of Job, let your wind blow. Grant me complete restoration. As you granted Job complete restoration, grant me complete restoration. Grant me complete restoration. Grant me complete restoration. As you restore double for the loss of Job, begin the work of restoration. Restore double for all the losses I've experienced, for all the losses I've encountered. Restore double now. Restore double. Restore double. In the name of Jesus, restore double. In my finances, restore double. In the name of Jesus. In my materials, in my possession, restore double honor. For my reproach, let that be double honor. Let that be double honor. For the opportunity that I've lost, let that be double restoration, double provision. God of Job, you are still the same. You are still the same. Restore double back unto me. Restore double back unto me. I'm ready for complete restoration. Restore now. Restore by your spirit. Restore. Open your mouth and pray. Restore in the name of Jesus. Restore, Almighty God. God of complete restoration, restore. 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 Restore today. Yes. Yes. Something is happening in your life. Something is happening in your body. Something is happening in your life. God is repairing your body. God is fixing you up. In the name of Jesus. God is changing new parts in your body. Granting you new parts. Let the work of restoration begin in my life. Let God begin to restore every damaged organs in my body, every damaged parts, every damaged system. Let there be a work of restoration in my blood system. Let there be a work of restoration in my nervous system. Let there be a work of restoration in my skeletal system. Let there be a work of restoration in my digestive system. Let there be a work of restoration in every area of my life. Let there be a work of restoration in the name of Jesus. Father, let the wind of the Spirit blow. Let the Holy Spirit begin to move and begin to restore. Restore my body. Restore my health. Restore my health. Restore my health. In the name of Jesus. To the original condition. To the perfect condition. In the name of Jesus. In this year of complete restoration, let there be complete restoration for me. Let there be complete restoration. In the name of Jesus. Father, 7 is your number of completion. 7 is your number of perfection. Lord, let there be perfection. Let there be complete restoration for me. Total restoration for me. Absolute restoration for me. Perfect restoration. Perfect restoration. I claim perfect restoration. Let the wind of the Holy Spirit, the quickening wind of spirit, the wind of life, the wind of creation, the wind of change, begin to work restoration in my destiny, in my ministry, in my business, in my career, for the glory and praise of the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. If you can turn your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 30, we use it to pray. We do biblical praying now, so it's good you open your Bible to it. Deuteronomy chapter 30. I will soon round up. Deuteronomy chapter 30. If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
Verse 3 says, and the Lord your God will bring back from your captivity and have compassion on you. That's the New King James. But the NIV bring it the way I wanted it. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Verse 3 says, and the Lord your God will restore. Bringing back captivity is the same thing as restoring. Will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you.
Amen.
And gather you again from all the nations where you have scattered. So you want to use that to pray and say, Father, be the season of restoration. According to your word, in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 3. Father, restore all my fortunes. Restore all my fortunes. Have compassion on me. Gather my blessings back. Gather them back. Gather them. Gather them. From wherever they have been. Let them be gathered back unto me. Let my people be gathered back unto me. Let my friends be gathered back unto me. Let the efforts of destiny be gathered back unto me. Let my fortune be gathered back. Let my glory be restored. Let my stars be restored. Let my blessings be restored. Let my essence be restored. Let them be gathered back. Restore my fortune. You said you restore. According to Deuteronomy 30, verse 3, Father, restore. Restore my fortunes. Restore my fortunes. restore my opportunity, restore my joy, restore my destiny. Grant me complete restoration. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Then if you go to verse 9 of the same passage. The Lord your God, verse 9. Let me read it from the NIV reference. I said that then the Lord your God will make you most prosperous in all the works of your hands and in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, that's your business, and the crop of your land. The Lord will again delight in you and make you prosperous, just as he delighted in your fathers. So you want to say and say, Father, according to your word, in Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 9, begin to make me prosperous, abundantly prosperous, in all the work of my hands, in my business, in my ministry, in my career. Begin to make me prosperous, most prosperous, in the fruit of my body, in the fruit of my womb. Begin to make me most prosperous. Begin to make me most prosperous. Begin to make me most prosperous. In the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to make me to have increase and prosperity. And after this weekend, begin to make me to extend increase, fruitfulness, and prosperity. In the name of Jesus. Begin to delight in me, O God. Begin to delight in me. I should be delighted in the fathers of faith that have gone before me. I should be delighted in Abraham. Begin to delight in me. Begin to make me prosperous. I should make the fathers of faith that have gone before me prosperous. Begin to make me prosperous, Almighty God. Begin to make me fruitful. Begin to make me most prosperous. In the mighty name of Jesus. To the glory and praise of your name. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 58, Isaiah 58, I'm trying to round up within 5 minutes, I will finish. Isaiah 58, it says, when you are fasting and when you fast correctly, your light shall break forth like the morning. You want to do some prophetic pronouncement in that passage. Isaiah 58, verse 8. He said, then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your evening shall spring forth speedily. And your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your real God. You want to say, Father, I prophesy according to the scripture. Let my light break forth like the morning. Let my glory begin to shine forth in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Father, let my life break forth like the morning. Let my glory begin to shine. Begin to move me to a new level. Begin to move me to a new status. Begin to move me to a new level of power, of grace, of glory. Let my life break forth like the morning. Let my healing spring forth. Let my healing and health spring forth, Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let the glory of God be my real God. Let the glory of God begin to shine forth in my life. I begin to arise and shine. I begin to arise and shine. For my light has come. And the glory of God has risen upon me. In the name of Jesus. I begin to rule and reign in life because the glory of God has risen upon me. I begin to have dominion. I begin to have victory in every area of my life. In the name of Jesus. I begin to experience new song. In the name of Jesus. I begin because I wait the presence of the Lord. The Bible says, if you take me out of the merry day, out of the horrible, and give me a new song. I'm taking out of the horrible pit. I'm taking out of the married lady. God is placing me on a new place, on a new level. God is giving me a new song. I'm singing a new song. After this weekend program, after this end of the fasting, I'm singing a new song. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Father, as the story of Job ended well, my story will end well. As Job have a final laughter, I will have a final laughter. In the name of Jesus, I will have a final laughter. Over my enemy, over the devil, and his foe, I will have a final laughter. As the story of Job ended well, I will end it well. My story will end well. In the name of Jesus, I will fulfill my destiny. In the name of Jesus. I want you to go ahead and thank the Almighty, the God of complete restoration. Thank Him, God, thank you, that you have started the work of restoration in my life. You have started the work of restoration in my family, in my ministry, in my destiny, in my business, in my marriage. God of complete restoration, thank you, Lord, that you are touching every area of my life and you are bringing restoration. I give you praise. I give you glory. Can you agree with your neighbor? Receive complete restoration. The God of restoration is giving you complete restoration. Your fortunes are being restored. Your glory is being restored back. Your stars is being restored back. Your blessings are being restored back. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are getting restored. You are receiving complete restoration, total restoration, absolute restoration in all areas. By the power of the Spirit, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the Spirit of restoration, in the name of Jesus, the Spirit of restoration will continue to work in your life until all areas of your life have been restored. Until your health will restore, until you have soundness of health, your glory will shine. Your life will break forth like the morning. In the name of Jesus, you will begin to ride upon the high place of your heart. You will sing a new song. From this moment, you will begin to sing a new song. It shall be so. Your efforts are being restored. Your relations are being restored. Your friends are being restored. Your glory is being restored. By the authority in the name of Jesus, it shall be so. In the name of the Father, it shall be so. In the name of the Son, it shall be so. In the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying and agree. If you believe God, you will shout seven powerful hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you.